Christians make it to Darfur, Sudan with relief and hope. Believers reach out to Vietnam's typhoon victims, and Christians gather to pray for victims of persecution in India. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan's Darfur troubles have spilled over into neighboring Chad. Rebel fighting threatens to destabilize the region further. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says it was through this that they set a convoy to help their team.
The convoy has arrived in good order. It's taken a bit longer, but happily those were no incidents of violence or attacks. So we have two additional vehicles, and it means that we can do so much more than on ox carts and donkeys.
Kramer says the team's need for new vehicles was reaching a critical point because they'd encountered a lot of trouble with distribution of medicines and foods in the refugee camps. Their work serves as the voice for the hope of Christ.
Just being there is a great testimony, and you will understand that if we are there as a team, the questions go. Yeah, why are you here? And in that, we have opportunity for individual witnessing.
Next, the death toll continues to rise from typhoons that hit central Vietnam 2 weeks ago. World Vision Vietnam is providing initial relief to survivors. The team is taking in food, medicine, and emergency shelter. The storm destroyed nearly 40% of the houses in the worst-hit areas. Authorities are still on the alert for possible floods and landslides. Pray that the World Vision staff are able to provide relief assistance to the storm survivors effectively as the hands and feet of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. As persecution against Christians in India grows, Christians worldwide are praying. It's being called the All India Global Day of Prayer. It's being held tonight and tomorrow. Hope Givers International's Bill Bray says their institutions, schools, hospitals, orphanages, and their 20,000 churches will be praying that God will
intercede for the crisis situation in India and the persecution that's been going on there in these last months. We've had 9 months of persecution there ourselves.
Hope Givers was only recently allowed to reopen in Rajasthan, and President Samuel Thomas still faces anti-nationalism charges, a case delayed until October 27th. Despite the persecution, Brace's Christians are continuing their evangelistic work.
They are cautious, they are careful, they're not doing public evangelism like they used to, street meetings and tract distribution, but they're doing a lot of more quiet witnessing one-on-one and continuing all the activities.
Meanwhile, Cure International launched a children's hospital building project 14 months ago in Lusaka, Zambia. However, Cure's Mark Bush says the change in value of the U.S. dollar has created quite a challenge for them.
When we started the initiative, it was 4,500 kwacha per dollar. And during the lowest period in the last 12 months, it got as low as 3,200 kwacha per dollar. So a significant change, almost, you know, over 25%, that has severely increased the costs of this project.
Bush says they're moving equipment into ready buildings at the hospital with a planned December opening.
We anticipate 2,500 to 3,000 surgeries performed in a given year, and that's really our opportunity to communicate with not only the children, but their caregivers that bring them to the hospital. So we're very encouraged that despite the devaluation of the U.S. dollar in Zambia, it will not devalue our ability to get out there and spread the gospel of Christ.
And 2 years ago, it was 25,000. Last year, that number almost doubled. This year, Crossroad Bible Institute hopes to be able to send even more Christmas cards to prisoners. Christmas is the most difficult time of year for inmates. Loneliness and depression envelop them as forgotten ones. But Crossroad's annual Send a Card program is a powerful way to touch an inmate with the love and joy of Christ. The deadline's coming soon. Go to our website to find out how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. The CD focuses on the suffering Christians experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.